It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are kicking off a five-part series today focused on the individual Tuolumne County supervisors. It will be a chance to hear from the board members directly about issues facing their specific district and the county as a whole. On today's show, we're going to kick things off with the current board chair, Ryan Campbell, who represents District 2. Supervisor Campbell, thank you for coming in.
BJ, a pleasure as always.
Well, it's great to have you in studio today. I want to ask you, first off, District 2, where does it all cover?
Well, District 2, first of all, it's the best district in Tuolumne County. Okay, I'm not biased at all in that. But it roughly encompasses the northeastern section of Tuolumne County. Our major population centers are Phoenix Lake Estates, Crystal Falls, Cedar Ridge, Willow Springs, Soulsbyville, and also a lot of jackrabbits and poison oak and scrubland. And we share a boundary with Calaveras County.
So what would you say are kind of the biggest issues right now facing your specific district?
Well, I think my district is, you know, similar to the county as a whole. You know, people are worried about the roads. They're worried about things like law enforcement and homelessness and availability of housing and of jobs. These are very typical throughout the county, but also in my district as well.
You know, as a supervisor, what would you say are your biggest priorities?
Oh, well, absolutely. I have a great deal of focus on roads and infrastructure, I would say. In fact, one of the things that we've been working on recently is it's Pave It Local. It's an initiative that I've kind of taken with our public works director to focus on improving our local roads. Generally, when you make improvements to road systems, we tend to focus on major collector roads, larger roads that connect communities, which is, you know, an important thing to do. But over the years, I think that the local roads that service our neighborhoods have been kind of left behind. You know, I mentioned Willow Springs just a moment ago, and that's a perfect example. Willow Springs Drive is a road that services, you know, several hundred households, and yet it has not been paved or had anything done with it in 3 decades. So one of the initiatives that we're taking under this Pave It Local plan is to start a Cape Seal program. What that will do is we put out a request for proposals, and we received bids from contractors, and they're going to repair that road and repave it to service that community. And it's all in an effort to increase people's appreciation and their love of their community and overall, you know, increase our quality of life in Tuolumne County.
New piece of paving equipment as well. What can you tell us about that?
That's right. I'm excited. So one of the new pieces of equipment we purchased was a pothole patcher. It's a different technique for patching potholes than we traditionally use in Tuolumne County. It actually puts hot asphalt into the pothole under high pressure and seals it so that that patch, that repair to that pothole, is stronger than the road surface around it. So it's a really effective tool to use. We had budgeted $250,000 to purchase that piece of equipment, and our public works was able to purchase one for $100,000. So we're really excited about that. We've also purchased vac trucks, which are able to clear out vegetation and debris in our drainage systems. We purchased several other pieces of equipment like attenuators that improve safety for our road workers. Lots and lots of investment in equipment in our public works department, and it's all part of this initiative to improve our roads and make this a nicer place to live.
So if someone in your district or outside of your district has a road they'd like to see have filled or a pothole filled, what's the best way to reach out to the county?
Well, a lot of them just call me directly, which I'm always happy to do. They can reach out to me. They can go on our county website, which is tuolumnecounty.org, and they can actually electronically submit a request for a pothole repair. So if you have a pothole out in front of your house that's been there, that's bugging you, go onto the county website and enter your information, and then we can make a request for that repair.
District 2, like other districts in Tuolumne County, does have a lot of fire risk. Is there much going on in regards to fire resiliency?
So one of the main priorities of our Board of Supervisors that we established early this year was fire safety. Well, it was public safety with of course, a great emphasis on fire safety, because as we've seen, this has absolutely become on the forefront of everyone's mind that lives in the Sierra foothills. And what we did early this year was set up the Tuolumne County Citizens Fire Safety Commission. And what that does, I'm the chair of that committee, and what we focused on is long-term planning to make this a more fire-safe community. One of the elements of that is establishing a vegetation ordinance. And that's one of the things that we've been working on for the past several months, and we're ready to start getting input from the community and hearing what the community wants to see out of that ordinance. And this all originated from the fact that, you know, we just talked about potholes. I would say second to potholes, one of the biggest complaints that I get from residents in my district is about vegetation management or lack thereof. Somebody calls, they say their neighbor, they've never seen them, absentee property owners, land that is owned by someone that doesn't even live in our county. And it's not maintained, it becomes a fire hazard, it becomes overgrown, and there's nothing that we as a county can do about that issue. And so it's honestly, it's really frustrating for me that when I have a constituent call me asking for help, I'm not really able to get offer them much help. And so what this vegetation ordinance is supposed to do is accomplish that. It goes beyond what the requirements that are put in place by CAL FIRE, you know, your 100 feet of clearance around your house and your 30 feet of bare ground within the perimeter of your house. And so right now what we're trying to do is determine how far beyond those state minimums do we want to go as a county. We have to balance the needs of private property rights, obviously. People don't like having the county come on their land and tell them what to do. We have to balance that with the need to make this a fire-safe community. I don't think there's anyone that would argue that our county is overgrown. We need vegetation management. We need it on public lands. We need it on private lands. We need it everywhere. So on Wednesday, December 8th at 6 p.m., where the county is hosting a town hall meeting to discuss this vegetation ordinance. So people can go on Tuolumne County website and they can find the link to that. And I hope people will sign up and participate in that Zoom meeting.
So an ordinance will be created and then it will go before the Board of Supervisors for approval. Is that correct?
That's right. So it's kind of worked its way through this committee, this fire safety committee. We're going to take input, draft the actual ordinance, and then it will come to the Board of Supervisors. And so we're hoping to get as much input now so that we can tailor it to what the needs of the community are.
Going to take a quick break. We're talking with Ryan Campbell, who's the board chair of the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors. He represents District 2. We're kicking off a five-part series this weekend. We're a chance to hear individually with all five members of the supervisors, one after the other. The board chair, Campbell, is kicking it off this weekend for us. Next week, we'll be hearing from the vice chair of the board, Anaya Kirk, who represents District 3. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.